Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre approves advance release of second installment of nearly 2,000 crore rupees of SDRF fund as assistance to rain and flood affected Karnataka and Maharashtra. Differences crop up within the Grand Alliance comprising RJD, Congress and left parties over seat sharing in Bihar. Nomination process for second phase of assembly elections to end tomorrow. Ayodhya celebrates magnificent Deepotsav by lighting over 26 lakh earthen lamps on the banks of River Saryu, sets a new Guinness World Record. Tensions rise in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. India's Tanvi Sharma secures silver in women's singles at Junior Badminton World Championship in Guwahati. And in ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, England set a target of 289 runs for India at Indore. And now the news in detail. The centre has approved advance release of over 1,950 crore rupees as second installment of State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, to Karnataka and Maharashtra for the year 2025-26. The amount was approved by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Out of the total amount, over 384 crore rupees was approved for Karnataka and 1,566 crore rupees for Maharashtra to provide immediate relief assistance to the people affected by extremely heavy rainfall and floods during southwest monsoons this year. The Home Ministry said in a statement, this year, the central government has already released more than 13,603 crore rupees to 27 states under SDRF and 2,189 crore rupees under NDRF to 15 states. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, covering 121 constituencies in 18 districts. Out of the 2,496 nomination papers filed by the candidates, 487 have been rejected, while 2,009 have been found valid. The final number of candidates remaining in the fray will become clear after the completion of the withdrawal process. Meanwhile, the nomination process for 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will conclude tomorrow for the second phase. So far, a total of 1,066 nomination papers have been filed for this phase. Candidates can withdraw their nominations for the second phase until the 23rd of October. Polling for all 243 assembly seats in Bihar will be held in two phases on the 6th of November and the 11th of November. After the nomination deadline for the first phase ended, differences within the Grand Alliance comprising the Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, Congress and left parties have widened. In several constituencies, candidates from the Grand Alliance partners are contesting against each other. For the 121 seats, the number of Mahagathbandhan candidates who filed nominations exceeds the total number of constituencies. To resolve this issue, the Congress has urged RJD leader and chairman of the Grand Alliance's Election Coordination Committee, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, to take the initiative. However, due to overlapping claims on some constituencies, a joint list could not be released by the opposition coalition. The NDA, on the other hand, has announced candidates for all its seats among its five constituent parties. More from our correspondent.
Asaduddin Owaisi-led AIMIM party today released the first list of 25 candidates for Bihar Assembly elections. Among them, former Minister Monazir Hasan has already filed his nomination from the Munger constituency for the first phase. The state president Akhtarul Iman will contest from Amaur constituency in Purnia. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party has launched an intense election campaign with the help of its star campaigners. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will kick off the party's assembly election campaign from Samastipur on 24th October. On the same day, he will also address a rally in Begusarai, and later he hold election rallies in Muzaffarpur and Chhapra on 38th October. Leaders of RJD, Congress and left party also held public meetings in various parts of the state. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission has asked the central observers to closely monitor the entire election process in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies in other states to ensure a transparent, free and fair conduct of elections. The 8 assembly constituencies going for by-elections are in Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Telangana, Punjab, Mizoram and in Odisha. As per the commission, all observers have already completed their first round of visits to their allotted constituencies and now they are back stationed in their respective constituencies. A report.
The commission has deployed 121 general observers and 18 police observers for first phase and 122 general observers along with 20 police observers for second phase for the ensuing assembly election in Bihar. Besides, 8 general and 8 police observers have also been appointed for the by-elections. Observers have been instructed to remain fully accessible to political parties, candidates and voters to address their grievances. Observers have also been instructed to visit polling stations and ensure the implementation of the initiatives taken by the commission for the convenience of the voters. Vidhanand Kumar, Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting people across all sections of the society. Today, our correspondent brings a report highlighting the impact of GST reforms in strengthening the country's automobile sector.
The next generation GST reforms are providing a significant boost to India's automobile sector by making vehicles more affordable for the citizens. New tax rates on vehicles such as petrol cars up to 1200cc, diesel cars up to 1500cc and two-wheelers with a capacity of 350cc and below have been reduced from 28% to 18%. Similarly, three-wheelers and goods transporting vehicles now attract 18% GST, down from the previous 28%. These reforms are making these vehicles more affordable for the various segments of citizens, including middle-class families, students, working professionals, and transport owners. Furthermore, it is helping the automobile industry to expand their businesses and increase their sales potential. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Nishikant Tiwari, general manager of a private automobile company, said that the reduction in car prices has led to significant improvement in the consumer's footfall.
After that announcement, the footfall has drastically increased. एकदम से ही increase हुआ है. And तब से अभी तक लगातार footfall बहुत अच्छा चल रहा है. पहले लोगों का ये उम्मीद था कि ये festive season आए उतना अच्छा नहीं जाएगा. But still, अभी इस GST cut announcement के बाद काफी अच्छा rush आया है.
Rationalization of GST for the automobile sector is fueling growth and innovation, thereby strengthening manufacturing in the sector and making it affordable for the people. With Bhanu Pratap Singh, Dilnashi Arzu, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Uttar Pradesh achieved the Guinness World Record by lighting 26,17,215 earthen lamps or diyas on the 9th Deepotsav today. The lamps were lit on 56 ghats of Saryu River, including Ram Ki Pairi. This year, another world record was created in which 2,128 Vedacharyas performed Mahaarti and recited shlokas on the banks of the Saryu River. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, along with several ministers, was present at the event. More in this report.
On the eve of Diwali, Ayodhya once again witnessed world record by lighting more than 26 lakh lamps on the Deepotsav. CM Yogi Adityanath said that these diyas are symbol of the victory of faith over 500 years of darkness. Along with the festival of lights in Ayodhya, more than 1 crore 51 lakh diyas are being lit across the state today.
Before coming here, I had the privilege of lighting the first diya in front of Ram Lala at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi. The construction of a grand temple is an honor to India's faith. It is a symbol of a new India. It is a symbol of a united and superior India. If India remains united, we will continue to have the opportunity to celebrate the festival of lights with the same enthusiasm and zeal. Deepotsav 2025 is a symbol of this faith and zeal.
The laser and drone show was also organized in the evening evening, around 1100 Swadeshi drones projected images of the Ramayan into the sky. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have extended greetings to the nation on the eve of Diwali. In her message, President Murmu said, Diwali symbolizes the triumph of light over darkness, knowledge over ignorance, and good over evil. The president further said that the festival of joy is an occasion for self-reflection and self-improvement, and it gives the message of mutual affection and brotherhood. The president has urged everyone to celebrate Diwali safely, responsibly, and in an environment-friendly manner. In his message, Mr. Radhakrishnan prayed to Goddess Lakshmi to shower her blessings of peace, prosperity, and good health on everyone. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has also extended greetings to the countrymen on the eve of Diwali. He has also shared his best wishes for the upcoming festivals like Govardhan Puja and Bhai Dooj. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav today conducted a surprise inspection of Anand Vihar Railway Station to ensure passenger safety and convenience during the festive season. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnav said that special arrangements have been made to tackle passenger rush during the festive season. The Ministry of Ayush has urged citizens, especially the elderly and postmenopausal women, to adopt Ayurvedic preventive measures, balanced nutrition, and gentle physical activity to prevent osteoporosis. On the eve of World Osteoporosis Day tomorrow, the ministry said, by integrating these holistic practices into daily life, individuals can strengthen their bones and reduce the risk of fractures. In international news, tension is rising in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. The dispute escalated after Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said Rafah will remain closed until further notice, contradicting a Palestinian embassy statement that the crossing would reopen tomorrow for injured Gazans and Egyptian passport holders. Hamas called Netanyahu's stance a flimsy pretext to disrupt the ceasefire agreement. Palestinian officials accused Israel of 47 violations, killing 38 and injuring 143, despite a ceasefire agreement brokered by the United States on 10th of October. Israel claims Hamas is not meeting its obligations, particularly in returning deceased hostages' bodies. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of State said it has received credible reports suggesting Hamas is planning an imminent attack against the Palestinian civilians. It said in a statement that the U.S. has alerted the guarantor nations of the Gaza peace agreement to those reports. On to sports now. In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanvi Sharma settled for silver at Junior World Championship after losing girls' singles final in Guwahati today. She lost to Thailand's second seed Anyapath Pichitprechasak 7-15-12-15. Tanvi defeated China's Liu Siya 15-11-15-9 in the semi-final yesterday. In cricket, chasing the target of 289 runs set by England, India were 187 for 3 in 34.2 overs in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup at the Holkar Stadium in Indore when reports last came in. England scored 288 for 8 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. Earlier, England won the toss and opted to bat first. India is at the 4th position in the points table, just below England. Australian women lead the standings while South Africa are in 2nd place. In men's cricket, Australia defeated India by 7 wickets in the rain-affected first ODI of the three-match series at Perth today, who surpassed the DLS target of 131 runs in only 21.1 overs, losing 3 wickets as the match was reduced to 26 overs. Earlier, the visitors got off to a disastrous start, scoring just 136 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in the revised 26 overs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre approves advance release of second installment of nearly 2,000 crore rupees of SDRF fund as assistance to rain and flood affected Karnataka and Maharashtra. Differences crop up within the Grant Alliance over seat sharing in Bihar. Nomination process for second phase of assembly elections to end tomorrow. Ayodhya celebrates magnificent Deepotsav by lighting over 26 lakh earthen lamps on the banks of River Saryu. Sets a new Guinness World Record. Tensions rise in Gaza as Israel and Palestine trade blames over ceasefire violations. India's Tanvi Sharma secure silver in women's singles at Junior Badminton World Championship in Guwahati. That's all in the news at 9. Good night. Have a happy and safe Diwali.